Is it clear to you? That's what they fulfilled. That's what I was telling them here. He said, let me read it again, Luke chapter 24, 44. And he said unto them, these are the words which I spoke unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law. You see, he called it the law of Moses because it's dispensational. He called the writings of Moses the law of Moses because it's the dispensation of the law. Now it's the dispensation of grace. So he said, all things must be fulfilled, which are written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Then, verse 45. Can we read 45 together? 45. Let's read it. Okay, let's go. One, two, go. And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. This is key to being spiritually minded. If you don't get this, you'll be carnally minded. If you don't get this, if the Holy Spirit doesn't open your understanding that you might comprehend scriptures, believe you me, you'll be carnally minded. Because scriptures is about spiritual realities. You don't see them, you don't feel them, but they are true. The new creature is true. It won't be real to you unless the Holy Spirit opens your understanding that you understand scriptures. No pastor will open your understanding. Nobody can do that. Only the Holy Spirit. They can teach you the word like Jesus was teaching them now. He was teaching them. He said, everything written about me, but they still didn't. And then when he opened their eyes, they began to understand what he was saying. You know, Pastor Tunde was sharing with us how when I was teaching about grace, he said he got confused. They told me, I went to that church and I taught on grace. They were all confused. So the Lord told me, he said, all these pastors are confused. I said, yeah. So in the morning I came, they came to me. I said, sit down. I said, Lord, all of you are confused. They say, yeah, we are. The Lord said to me, he said, you are the only one who can correct that thing because you are their father. They respect you a lot. So you are the only one who can come and teach. He said, if somebody else teach them this, they would throw him out. Only you. And they said that they know we know you. That's why we are listening. We are saying, if he's saying this thing must be true because we know him. But they were confused. And pastor will enter plane and come here and get more confused. One day we were doing district conference. He was sitting by me. And the Lord said to me, ask me to open his eyes. He didn't even know. And I said, Lord, open his eyes to understand the mysteries of your grace. The love of God that passeth all understanding. Let him see it. And he went home 2 weeks after he called me. He said, it's like, said, what you are teaching is true. Now I see it. Wow. I said, Pastor, God told me to pray for you to open your eyes. That's exactly what happened. And he opened their understanding. I can be preaching all of these things. You may not even understand. They're looking at me and say, what's he talking about? That's what makes the difference between a carnal-minded Christian and a spiritual-minded Christian. Praise the Lord. So when he opened their eyes, he began to tell them that what he must suffer and rise again and everything. And so the Bible tells us in Colossians 2:7. Am I communicating at all? Are you blessed? You want me to stop? Okay. Well, I'm happy you have not eaten. Yes. I have not eaten either. So that makes both of us do. But this is the meal. This is the main meal that we're eating. Colossians 2:7. Let your roots grow down in him. Let your roots grow down in him. And let your life be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught. And you will overflow with thankfulness. Why? Because then you begin to experience these things that God has given you in Christ that will bring, reveal his glory through your life. Look at how happy I am. If that life died, I would have been announcing death. That's the one thing a pastor doesn't want. Because your heart is broken and shattered. I'm telling you. But today we are celebrating life. The Lord told me, say, talk to them about peace. Peace today. Tomorrow, talk to them about life. So that's what we are going to do. We are just going towards peace. How spiritual mindedness is peace. We are going towards that. It's a journey. So let your roots grow down into him, and let your life be built on him. Who is him? Jesus. Build it on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. Hebrews 12:2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, because everything God gave us came from him, came through him. All of them came through him. The Bible said, of his fullness we all received grace upon grace. Now, you see, carnal-minded people, they see Jesus from human point of view. They don't see him from spiritual point of view. They don't have a spiritual revelation of who Jesus is. And many people in the body of Christ don't know Jesus. I used to be a pastor who didn't know Jesus. It will surprise you, but it's true. For many years, I was preaching the Jesus I didn't know. It was in this country that I went to God, very frustrated. I said, God, I want to resign. I said, I'm not being pastor again. I said, this is not working. And for 40 days, I was seeking God. I was desperate. I wanted to stop. I said, God, I don't want to do something that's not working and that paying me. I said, I can find another job. Well, long and short of it is that he told me, you don't know my son. So everything you're preaching is not the grace of God. You don't know my son. He said, since you became a Christian, how many times have they taught you about my son in the church? He said, they use him to go and do evangelism, do membership drive. Not even evangelism, they do membership drive. And when they bring them, he said, they take them to Moses. He said, when they go, he said, lead them to Jesus. Actually, it's only what the Lord told me. He said, they lead them to Jesus. He said, they slide them from Jesus and lead them back to Moses. And they died there. Because the law killed it. But Christ gives life. I didn't know Jesus. So I went to preach Jesus. I didn't last one sermon. And I went back to the Lord. I said, truly, I don't know your son. He said, I want you to find out yourself. And then he pointed me to prayer. Open my eyes. He said, David was ticking because he was seeking revelation. He said, Paul was ticking because he was seeking revelation. So you don't seek revelation. And then God began to open my eyes. I was shouting. I realized that Jesus is the whole Bible. He's truly the Word. He's the Bible from the first page. To what? That's Jesus. It's about him. It's the theme of the Bible. Praise the Lord. So many people who are carnal-minded, they don't know Jesus. They see him as saying that Jesus. That's why what Jesus was asking his disciples, who do you say, do you know me? That's the question I was asking them. Because those that know their God, they are strong men. Hey, do you know me? Paul, for a long time, didn't know Jesus. Look at 2 Corinthians 5:16. So we have stopped evaluating others from a human point of view. We have stopped, that's New Living Translation. So we have stopped evaluating others from what? Tomorrow, by God's grace, I will show you that this is what the devil uses. Exactly this thing. This thing here, from here. That's his main weapon. Carnality uses it a lot. And he uses it to destroy people. If you are here tomorrow, you will see it. So we have stopped evaluating others from human point of view. At one time, we thought of Christ merely from what? Human point of view. Until Paul began to seek to know him. He said, and God revealed his son to me. He said, this, he said, how differently we what? Know him now. He's so different now. Wow. Wow. Somebody shout hallelujah. He said, wow. So different now. He said, at the point I did it, but now it's so different. We have stopped. We realize, okay, verse 17. This means, now that we know who Jesus is, it means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become what? The old life is gone. A new life. He said, I realized, wow, this is who he is. So he changed my life and gave me a new life. I didn't know this before. Many people are born again. They don't even understand the reality of it. I'm born again. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. How many of us belong to the household of God? Put down your hand. So why are you talking about ancestral curse? Which ancestor do you have? See, carnal people don't see things from spiritual point of view. They see it from what? Carnal point of view. So they trace their root carnally. Spiritual people trace their root what? Spiritually. And trace it to Christ. That's why they are sons of God. That's why they are sons of God. Carnal people, they trace their root to carnal things. They say, ah, my father was like that too. And my grandfather. I think my great-grandfather. Paul said, I didn't know Christ before. Now I know him. And I realize that if any man belongs to Christ, he's what? All things have what? And he has become a member of the family of God. So if you're a member of the family of God, if you are spiritually minded, you will trace your roots to Jesus. That's why Paul wrote to the church. Is it 1 John? John? He said, children, we are of God. Hey! Born of God. We are of God, little children. We are of God. Tell somebody from where you came. Introduce yourself again. Now, is it not wonderful that you can face... Listen to, look up here. Is it not wonderful that you can face situations, mommy, and you look at that and I say, I'm of God. You make your boast in your God a little bit. You say, I am what? Of God. And he that is in me is greater than him. You know, you begin to lay foundation for victory. We come and be singing, victory, victory, hallelujah. I don't sing it. I'm of God. Spiritual mindedness stresses you to Christ. I'm of God, born of God. God is my father. I'm a member of his household. Actually, the Bible says his name has been called upon us. So now, if you're carnal minded, aren't you going to lose peace because they told you curses in your family? You will sleep. Any cockroach that goes around, you wake up. And once you start having some, you say, oh, date, I think I'm next. And you will die. You will die because you have agreed with the lies of Satan. You will die. One time we were in church and I never even knew. The Lord told me, say, have you noticed in your family that they die at 65? I said, I never noticed. He began to tell me, he said, your father. He said, now your uncle. I didn't know this. He said, your uncle is sick and is about to die. I didn't know. He said, your cousin's wife has cancer. I didn't know. I was in church. He was telling me. He said, do you notice that? I said, oh, yeah. Really? I said, I never took notice. And the devil sneaked up and said, no, they have all died. You are the next. I said, no, Satan, I'm not the next. I've received life eternal. I'm of God. My brother Jesus lives. In our family, from the Spirit, we don't die like that. In my family, from the Spirit, with long life, he will satisfy. I said, that's where I belong. And then the devil began to show me that I was buried. I will close my eyes to sleep. I will see my funeral. They will dig the grave, put me in the thing, and put me there. Every day I sleep. And I wake up again and declare, with long life, he will satisfy. In my family, we don't die like that. I know my roots. Because he lives, I can face. I say, my brother is still alive. In our family, we don't die like that. We long life away. They showed me this consistently 7 days. Brother, I'm here. And I'm still here. Because my root is not to that. My root is to Christ. I'm of God. Oh, shout hallelujah. I am what? Of God. And in our family, with long life, he will what? Satisfy. And show me his salvation. So how can I go like that? Oh, no. That's what. But you know, I had an option to be carnally minded. And they will tell you all that. You start shaking. You know, how did they? They put me in coffin. Please, Pastor, please. Pastor, come. Pastor, even I had another one. You're already in trouble. They need to sit you down and use the word of God to renew your mind first. So you build some faith so that the prayer, whatever, will work for you. Because after that prayer, as soon as you leave, the devil is waiting. He will say, I've told you your father died. He will show you the picture of the burial and you were there. And then he'll show you some symptom. Say, oh, it looks like, oh, Pastor, can I see you again tomorrow? All that is not necessary. If you are spiritually minded, you trace your roots to who? Jesus. Because you have God. You're born of his spirit. Born of his spirit. No, he said, not of the will of man. Not of the will of man. You don't belong there. You belong here. See how to be spiritually minded can be peace. Because when they are saying they die, you have peace. Because you know it's not you, your story. This is my story. This is my praising my Savior all day long. This is my story. This is my song. Hallelujah. Praising my Savior. That's our story. We have a different story. They tell their story. We tell our story. I'm of God. Actually, you should read that 1 John chapter 4, I think. Just so we read it. Can I have another 15 minutes? Are you tired? Let me show you something, that 1 John. 1 John 4, 4. 1 John 4, 4. You are of God, little children. Woo! And because you are of God, what has happened? I have overcome them. Why? Because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Continue. Exciting. Continue. They are of the world, therefore they speak as of what? So that thing they are telling you, they die at 65, this is them. They are of the world, therefore they speak as of the world, and the world hears them. Continue. We are of God now. He said, this is our story. Our story is different. We are of God. He who knows God does what? Hears us. He's not hearing this. You die at 65. He's hearing with long life. You're satisfied. We are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. So why should I listen to the spirit of error? Case closed now. Why should you listen to the spirit of error? They speak according to the world, but we speak our own language now. We find our language in the Bible, the word of the living God, and we live by that. If you're in agreement, say amen. I'm of God and have overcome them. I'm of God. My daughter, amazing story. This is our story now. This is the story we tell. I am of God, and therefore I have overcome them. It's not going to. I'm of God. I belong to God. I'm so glad I belong to Jesus. This is why you're glad. I am of God, born of God. His spirit is joined to my spirit. There, right there. Right? See, that's why you should know the good news, to know what God has equipped you with. So when you go into the world, even though you are sheep, you can have peace. You can have peace. That's what Jesus said. He said, my peace are what? He said, not as the world gives, have I given you. Why? He said, I've overcome the world for you now. I've equipped you to walk in victory 24/7. He said, nothing shall by any means hurt you. Not even if you drink what? Am I talking to the church? Even if you what? Even if you what? I didn't hear you. Even if you what? What will happen? Why? Because you have life. You have the spirit in you. You have life. That's what he's telling you. You have God, little children. You born of God. He said you have overcome them. And then you drink. And then in the dream you eat. We won't hear. Say, Pastor, I ate. Hey, Pastor, I ate okra soup. Ask them if they have fish, fried fish. Eat their fish and go out. I've told this story. I will tell you again. Secondary school, growing up, all the plate I used, you know, Oroku, their people, they're very fetish. So they do a lot of sacrifice. So I use their plate to eat, very beautiful plate. So we're cooking what they call santoa. We used to use the plate to cook too. So each time I would say the cook plate, knew I would take, and their egg, we take and boil and eat. And we were doing this egg something, you know, you hold and, you know, if you break my own. So we're even fighting over the egg. Once we see the egg, wonderful day. We collect the egg, go to the we are so hungry. The food they were giving wasn't enough. So we're taking gari and beans, gari and everything. And then we're cooking this soup with tomato, geisha, and onion. That's all. We are so hungry. All of us were like this. And we saw egg. We collected the eggs. Oh my God, we ate their eggs constantly. We bought the thing and then we'll be scrambling over it. You know, we make games with it. You hold your own and somebody will knock. And if you break my own, I give you. Then if I break your own, we were doing it. Am I not here? Wasn't even born again. But an innocent young boy didn't know nothing. Didn't even the God or that understand it. Paul said there's none that's God except one God. But is it not even today? Maybe tomorrow I'll try it. Tomorrow I will tie, Obi, you tie one red something tomorrow. We put a feather, put it at the door. Half of them will enter here. You know, one service one time, and was one man, he was doing juju. If you want to see people who do juju, go to Lagos. Half of the Lagosians do juju, pastor or not. They do it. So the Lord told me, said that man is doing juju. So I told him, I said, go and bring it. So he went and brought it. Immediately he entered the church. People jumped on their chair and took off. Took off. It's because we don't understand the gospel, the power of God, and what we have been given. So he says to us, my peace, what? Given to you. Peace I given to you. So let's read some more things. Why you why spiritual-minded people have peace now. Look at Isaiah 26:3. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is what? Stayed on you. Why? Because he trusts in you. He is spiritually minded. His mind is on spiritual things. He set his mind on spiritual realities, not on carnal stories. You're dead, die at 65, and all that kind of stuff. You know, the devil, always talking about the devil, what the devil is doing. You can't do that. You can't have peace that way. This is what gives you peace. But Paul said, I know in whom I believe. I'm persuaded about him. So he said, God will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind, spiritually minded person, enjoys perfect peace. He said, because he trusts in God. I mean, can you imagine you in that place I was in the night with all those demons and witches? Some of you will run away. But our peace, well, it came from my mind staying on him. Perfect peace. It passes it all. You don't walk it up. It comes from knowing. It comes from knowing. They bring you bad news. That peace. Look, I'm one of you. So we all face challenges and there's family issues. Don't bother you. My wife once told me, said, anytime you put your head on the pillow, you sleep off. I said, what else? Can I tell you something? A lot of things I don't pray about too. Most of my prayer is for other praying about myself. Because the scripture covers everything for me. I just bless the Lord. Say, Lord, so grateful. Wonderful. When you see our church, there was a time I didn't know that Foursquare and Wells Fargo, so they were quarreling. So the bank was shutting every Foursquare loan. And we didn't know. So when they wrote us, they said, pay us with what you are owing, almost $1 million, or we'll take that 170 from you. And they brought the letter. I laughed. I said, Lord, they're taking your church. So what are you going to do about it? I said, you're owing. He said, I'm not owing. I said, what? I said, Lord, it's called Orange Foursquare Church. It's not for Chinidu. He said, I'm not owing anything. He said, you are actually owing. Real talk. That's why I talk with God. I don't know how you do your own. He said, you are owing. He said, and you better pay them because they will take your building from you. I said, Lord, it's your building. He said, no, I have nothing to do with it. And he told me, he said, you are no more even living by faith. That's when alarmed me immediately because I can't live by faith. I said, no more living by faith? He said, yeah. He told me something that surprised me. He said, anything you don't trust me with, I'm not involved in it because you trust something else. So anything you don't trust me with, I'm not involved in it because your faith is on something else. That is your God, not me. And he said, how much are you paying every month? I said, we're paying interest. He said, why? I said, as the money comes, he said, if you trusted me, I would have instructed you what to be paid. But you made the decision yourself. You were looking at them come. You were not looking at me. So how can you have faith when you are not looking at me? You didn't ask me. You decided it from what you see. So you better pay them right now. Because you trust your intelligence and calculation. Produce the money. I say, oh my God. I call Stella. I say, write a check of 10,000. He said, Pastor, where is the money coming from? I say, post it. Mail it. Principal 10,000 added to the mail it. She mailed it. Before the mail, that check hit there, the money was there. And I said to the Lord, okay, now welcome by faith again. He said, you are. I said, let me see how you will refinance your loan now. He said, watch what I'll do. He did. And brought the interest rate from 7 point something to 4 point something. I said, Lord, wow, that's interest rate you are paying. He said, watch what I do again. By the time we left, we were paying only almost 200 or something thousand. Paid almost 1 million. And there was no day you saw me ask for money. Because it's not by power, by our might, but by his Spirit. You keep him in perfect peace. Perfect. Carnal minded people don't have peace. Because troubles of this world, they only see trouble. Troubles, they don't have faith. Faith in what? What they trust in is fickle. Trust in human wisdom, human knowledge, human. What they told them, ancestors said, these people said, the devil said, these people said. Just quoting human, one bishop said, what the bishop said is not even Bible. How can faith come? It comes only by the word of God. If it's not the word of God, you are wasting your time. You won't have peace. But when your mind is stayed on him, I don't care what that news is. You will dance. And dance. And dance some more. Why? You've set your mind on him. You are spiritually minded. It leads to peace. Keep you in perfect peace. He's the one to keep you. How does he do that? By revelation he gives you. By the conversation you have with him. Everything. Praise the Lord. Christianity is the most beautiful thing because you have no burden to carry. There's nothing more beautiful than Christianity because all your burden, Jesus has what? Carried it from you. All you do is, I don't care what that news is. I don't care how bad it goes. We talk about things we don't understand. And we talk ourselves into trouble. Things can be going south for you. Shut your mouth up and praise the Lord along the way. Because you mind, you got peace. Okay, if you worry, what will you achieve? Huh? Answer me. What problem has worry resolved? Well, John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. How is God, how is Jesus giving us peace except he has given us things that will overcome this world then? Look at John 14:27, Amplified. I think I'll stop here because I think you're tired. I know what I have, but you go to bed. Tomorrow we'll continue. Right? Right? I said right. Huh? Do you want me to continue? And I will stop here. Let's read the John 14:27. Peace I leave with, sorry. I have told you these things, Amplified. John 16:33, please. I have told you what? These things. Now, if you are not interested in his word, you will hear what he told you. You'll be carnally minded. You're not interested in the word of God. How can you hear what he told you? You want somebody to be, rah, oof, oof. I have told you these things. It's written there in the Bible. So that in me, you may have what? Perfect peace. In the world, though, you have tribulations and distress and suffering, but be courageous, be confident, be undaunted, be filled with joy. I have overcome the world. My conquest is accomplished. My victory is abiding. Continue. When Jesus had spoken these things, he raised his eyes to heaven. Somebody shout hallelujah in prayer and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your son. But I'm telling you now, the hour has come that God will glorify his son right here.